This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, strengthening the taqwa through abandoning the material things. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of ways of strengthening taqwa through abandoning the material things in the Islamic lifestyle. According to the Islamic teachings, it is said that in multiple cases, even in the Quran, that this world and the things that we have in this world, these are passing enjoyments. The word mata' is used in the Arabic language or in the Quran, which is said to be the passing enjoyments. Therefore, when we are living in this world, if we want to have the taqwa, we need to have attention towards the permanent sources of enjoyment, the permanent sources of sustenance, which will remain for us in hereafter. Therefore, the things that we have in this world, which is the material things we can say, these are the passing enjoyments. Therefore, we need to have this practice of abandoning the material things. And the material things that can take us towards the perfection, which are the means of getting to the perfection or strengthening us in order to get the spiritual peace, in order to get the spiritual power, in order to get the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that case, obviously, we can enjoy that. But other than that, if the things are a necessity, we must avoid them. We must be a kind of a person who is the waver of the material things. And this waving off or waving away or not to give much importance to the material things will take us to a level where we can achieve the taqwa, where we can achieve the level of being God very, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of ways of strengthening taqwa through the abandoning of material needs or material things. Now, we discussed that it is necessary to abandon the unnecessary material things that we have in our life. But basically, we can see like because we have a material body which has been made of dust, therefore we are inclined towards this world, towards the material things. And there are many people who believe in material and they think like the material is everything. But human body is not only consisted of this material, but also it has ruh, it has something which is related to something beyond this material, which is metaphysic, which has been discussed in the philosophy and the mysticism. Therefore, when we are looking at our life, we need to avoid anything that can take us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because all of these things that are material, which are in this world, that will not take us towards the perfection. Sometimes avoiding them will take us towards the perfection. For example, we are inclined towards many unnecessary worldly things. Therefore, it is not necessary to go towards them. Sometimes we exceed the limits in performing something. And sometimes, you know, people, they want the position. People are looking for the wealth. They are looking for the better position. And in order to get that position, for example, they are ready to do anything. In order to reach to the wealth, they are ready to do anything. And there are many other things. For example, we dislike others and we want to become famous. Sometimes we see that, these people who are shooting at the schools when they ask them, or they do robbery when they ask them why you have performed such an action. They say, we want to become famous. So this popularity or going towards this material, we can say things, these are not taking us towards perfection. They will take us towards a place where we will lose this world and the hereafter. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.